Talister, the landlord for over 3,000 acres, which is the bulk of the mountain resort's ski terrain, announced at the end of 2011 that the resort leases had expired. The mountain resort disputed that, saying they had given proper notice the previous spring to extend their tenancy. As Judge Harris's 7-page ruling noted, both sides agreed to confidential discussions in early 2012 and set a meeting between Bistricer, who was then the head of the Talister entities running the Canyons Resort, and John Cumming, CEO of Powder Corporation, the parent company of the mountain resort. Bistricer sent a letter to Cumming on February 16th, reportedly proposing the terms of a new lease. The mountain resort argued in a filing that the letter should be disclosed, saying Bistricer dictated an unreasonable take-it-or-leave-it deal. They claim the letter shows Talister's motives to drive the mountain resort out of business. But Judge Harris ruled the letter is protected since it's part of settlement negotiations. The mountain resort argued their lawsuit over the lease had not yet been filed at the time of the letter, but the judge said it's apparent that discussions to settle a dispute had already started. And even though the mountain resort contends Bistricer's proposal was unreasonable, the judge said it is still part of negotiations. Bistricer has since lost control of the Canyons. Management is now under a company called Flera, a subsidiary of the equity firm Varde Partners. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.